Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let's make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. For the Lord is a great God, the King of all glory. The land and the sea he created. The mountains and the valleys are his also. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord.
Oh, come, worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is God, we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. The sheep of his hand. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord.
Oh,
come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let's make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord.
Thank you. I'm not sure if I need to have the mics turned up or put this thing down, but this is the only thing I can hear. I suspect it may be this. Can I put this down?
Why don't you let me do it?
Why don't you put that down? I have an idea. Why don't you put that down? Okay. That song, as you know, is from Psalm 95. About 4 years ago, Don and I and our daughter, who was about to be a junior in high school, decided to do the Great American Family Trip. And we spent 6 weeks on the road, and two of those weeks spent in Memphis with my father, who attends a very, very large church. I think it seats 7,000 people down there. And we got a call, actually, when we were communicating during the trip, they mentioned that they would like for us to sing. So I sang on a Sunday morning, and since we were going to be there for another week, we thought, well, let's combine our talents and do a song. So we all got together and wrote the music to that, and that was kind of fun. I got to sing with my father.
The heat was on.
The heat was on.
The next song we're going to do is called I Will Praise the Lord, and I have to tell you a little bit about how some of these songs come into being. In Port Angeles, my Friday morning prayer partner's name is Don Corson, Don C. So we are the Don C's. And I at one point had shared with he and some other friends that I have these melodies that sort of run through my head. However, I don't do a very good job of writing lyrics. I'm really very poor at writing lyrics. So all of a sudden, these lyrics started coming at me, two sets of lyrics a week. So I've got this manila folder that is just packed full of lyrics. Well, anyway, I brought up a few to Holden a couple of years ago. And this I Will Praise the Lord is sort of the result of the week that we were up here. And it was, it, was a lot of fun. We put it to a calypso beat. Now, this is where we get coming to the with a little help from my friends, because we need for you folks to help us a little bit. And is John Munson, is he here?
John Munson?
There
here
he is. He just
is.
Came in. John, you're on. And let's see, is Tom? Tom, is he around? Okay, well, we
Don't
will...
see him.
You know, he was gonna shoot in here, but he said he might be a little late. Anyway, this has got some clapping in it. So this is the way it goes. When we get to the parade, it goes, I will praise the Lord. Okay, so I will
praise the Lord. To your mother.
You ask me, okay, I will
Just watch me. I can't promise that I can sing and clap at the same time, but I try. I'm a true Lutheran.
Into thy presence you call me home. Always your own you call me home. No longer stranger you call me friend. On you alone I can depend. Into thy strength I give my will, for in your grace you hold me still. No way to gain your heaven's way without your strength to guide my day.
Here we go.
I will praise the Lord. Into your ways you ask me come. I will praise the Lord in all my life. For all you've done, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Into thy grace you hold for me a life of joy and life most free. From sin and death I'm free at last. By grace and love so ever vast. Into thy peace you know at last how great a God will keep me fast. As your own Son has died for me, I know the peace he's pledged for me.
Here we go.
I will praise the Lord. Into your ways you ask me come. I will praise the Lord. In all my life, for all you've done, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. Into thy life you welcome all. By sacrifice I hear your call. No more to fear, I enter in. The life you'd have my soul to win. Into thy world you call me now. No more to sin we have to bow. Because you broke the chains of death, we now can live by Spirit's breath. I will praise the Lord. Into your ways you ask me come. I will praise the Lord. In all my life, for all you come, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord.
All right. That's John. John Munson. Thank you.
Most of these songs that we're going to be doing that we call Dawn songs were written as a result of a contemporary service that our church moved to. We now have two services. One is a traditional Lutheran liturgical setting, but the second, and came from the request of our pastor and the congregation, is a contemporary service. The problem that we found was that the music that is set for contemporary worship didn't really fit who we were as Lutherans many times. So,
did you ever notice that? So a lot of the Maranatha songs. I mean, I have nothing against the Maranatha songs at all, but you know, when we're trying to do Lutheran worship, some of them just didn't quite say what it is that we as Lutherans try to say. So, go ahead.
So, when the Dons started writing music, it was an attempt to bring contemporary music into the Lutheran setting. And so, a lot of the times when we sing these songs, they will be done in only the melody. We're not going to try to overproduce it or so forth, so that you can hear the melody and the words. But right now, we're going to do not a Don song, another one.
This is not a Don song.
This is not a Don song.
This is a setting of Luke 1:47 through 55, which is the Magnificat. And I was on staff at a church, at a Presbyterian church, actually, in Ellensburg, Washington. And the pastor at the staff meeting, we were coming into Advent, and said he would like to use the Luke, the text for that Sunday. Would I please try to find something that would fit that text? Well, I guess I was just feeling really quite lazy and maybe just a little bit arrogant that day. Once in a while, I get that way. So by the end of staff meeting, I had this thing written. I didn't want to go looking for a piece, so this is what came out of that staff meeting.
And I apologize. I've got the remainder of a little cold. I've got my Ricola. I've got my tissue. Singing the African tunes with a nasal twist this evening was quite easy. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and I rejoice in God my Savior, for he has shown his grace to me. From now on, they will call He has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear. From generation to shown his strength. With his arm he has scattered the proud. In the imagination of their hearts he has put down the mighty and exalted those without. He has filled the hungry and the rich he sent away. He's helped his servant Israel in remembering to be merciful to him. Posterity forevermore. Posterity forevermore. Posterity you.
Thank you.
Psalm 105 in there? Hmm? Psalm 105? Don't we have that in there?
Oh, that's right. That was next, wasn't it?
Okay. Yes.
Janice and I just had a 22nd wedding anniversary a couple of weeks ago. So I've known her for 22 years and 2 weeks. No. I said I've known her for 24 years. I came back to the Lord. I was really raised in a very church-going, very active in a Methodist church back in the Tri-Cities where I was raised. But when I came back to the Lord, I was stricken with a back problem and was down and out until they finally operated on it, part of my disc kind of thing. But I was down probably flat for a month or two. Couldn't even get the piano, so I had this old guitar, and I don't play guitar very well, folks. I'm really very bad at my guitar, so you have to put up with this. But it sat there on the bed, and I had only one Bible on. Given me this old Bible, so it's a King James Version, and was thumbing the Psalms on it across Psalm 105, and it was just a very beautiful psalm. So this is a little adaptation of Psalm 105, and I believe it's verse 1 through 8, if I'm right, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while.
Have a microphone.
Okay, I'll give this a whirl here. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Sing to him, sing songs to him. Witness ye all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek his strength and his face evermore. Remember his wondrous works that he done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. For he is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, this is Welcome Home. This is another Don song. This is not was not written so that it could be performed by the congregation. This is sort of written as a solo. And again, I didn't write it for me to sing, so you'll have to bear with me on this. This is a song about confidence, I think. Sometimes, I guess, when we go astray, or if we're just questioning something that has happened, we always know that Jesus Christ is there, and the Spirit of God is there to pull us back, I guess, is the best way to put it. This is called Welcome Home. On my path through life I came up to a hill you already claimed. A hill now quiet from the din the crowds made as they struggled in. I'd seen this hill before it seemed, but turned away a time or two. From the distance through the shadows, three crosses now I saw. A single person waited there. The crowd's now long away. I made my way up to the hill and found what my heart already knew. With outstretched arms, he waited for me. No longer nailed, but risen free. With open arms and hammered scars, he reached to me. I've been here all along, he said. I've watched you on your path. Did you see the dove I sent to guide you home to me? Now this hill stands in majesty, a place where grace will reign, a place where joy and peace and rest, a path where paths will crest. I claimed it alone with crimson stain. So to erase your earthly blame, I claim this hill for all who come. I'm glad you came. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Thank you.
The next couple songs that I'm going to be doing are written and recorded by a young lady by the name of Karen Lafferty. Anybody have heard of Karen Lafferty? Good one. She put out a couple of albums in the late 70s, early 80s, and I heard her sing and thought, why? I think I kind of sound like that, and I really liked the songs she wrote, the melody line and so forth, and then she sort of disappeared. And from what I understand, at my father's church in Memphis, met a woman whose last name was Lafferty, and it turned out to be her sister-in-law. And turns out Karen is now living in a commune in France. So,
is that what it is?
Yeah. Right on. Anyway.
I hope it's a Christian commune.
Anyway, this is one of her songs. Ricola. Here we go. I'm ready now. That's good. A messenger came this morning with a letter in his hand. He smiled and said, "This is for you." So I took it from the man. I had a familiar feeling, like he was someone I once knew. I started to invite him in a while. I had other things to do. The envelope said to one I love, who would send a love note to me. So I paused a while to read it, as I wondered who it could be. It started out, beloved, it has been a long, long time since we have shared together, though you've long been on my mind. I'd like to spend some time with you today and forevermore, but I won't force my love on you. You must open up the door. There was a time, do you recall, a happy life we knew? Did you forget my promises? Do you know that there's the truth? Do you realize where you are today? So far away from home, it takes courage to come back. Admit that you were wrong. I'm not trying to embarrass you or even make you cry. I just want you to understand my love will never die. Whoa, call my name and I'll be there to comfort you again. Let me be your lover. Let me be your friend. And as I turn the letter over, I slowly hung my head, for it was signed, "Sincerely, Jesus." And that was how the letter read. Ooh. Ooh. Thank you. I come from a family of singers. My father sang. My mother was a church organist and choir director. My brother, at least for a while, went to New York and was in opera and so forth. And so it was rather expected that we did music and did church music. And when I was in my early 20s and 30s, I did a lot of what was the popular Christian music at the time. And what I found over time was that I got a little tired of it. It was rather egocentric. It was about me, 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 me. And I felt that I had grown past that and needed some other type of music. With that in mind, I'm going to do a me, me, me song. This song, I really like this song. I've always liked this song, and I like the way it goes. I think that, like David, sometimes songwriters write out of the pleading and the need for their Lord. This song was also written before we had inclusive language. So you're going to hear the word Father a lot. I would encourage and pray that you would use the image and the words in your heart that relate to you.
Shine oh so bright. hear it. We want to walk in your light, pleasing to be in your sight. Oh, we want to walk in your light, pleasing to be in your sight. Oh, Father of lights. Oh,
want to pass those out? Now we have to do a little more with a little help from our friends. We've got a song for you to sing with us, but we're going to pass out the music to you. this is a song called "By the Water and the Word." This is something that Don and I wrote about a year and a half ago. If you were here last week, you saw a little Korean boy, about 2.5 years old, running around the campus here. His name is John Peter Smithson, and he is our associate pastor's little adopted boy. He has two adopted Korean children, and they are both the most beautiful children I've almost ever known. I know a lot of very beautiful children. You can't put one at the very top, you see. But John Peter has so much energy, and he's such a happy boy and so full of life. When he was baptized, Don Corson and I put our heads together and wrote this. So we sang this at the baptism of John Peter. Okay. I'll play through it while she's passing it out. Very hymn style. Let's sing it now.
By the water and the word, you hold us ever sure. Baptize us with spirit pure and seal us as your own. By the water and the word, seal us as your own. For all your promises, all your ways are clear to me this day. For all your promises, all your ways are clear to me this day. By the water and the word, your spirit is confirmed. Rest on us as holy dove, our spirits free to soar. By the water and the word, our spirits free to soar. For all your promises, all your ways are clear to me this day. For all your promises, all your ways are clear to me this day. By the water and the word,
Our lives are made secure. Death to life we now can claim. You hold us in your love. By the water and the word, you hold us in your love. For all your promises, all your ways are clear to me this day. For all your promises, all your ways are clear to me this day. By the water and the word, your love is now affirmed. Death ahead is in your hands. We feel your touch today. By the water and the word, we feel your touch today. For all your promises, all your ways are clear to me this day. For all your promises, all your ways are clear to me this day.
Thank you for helping sing that.
Thank you. We'll collect those later. We're going to invite another friend forward. This is a new friend. We knew about this gentleman before we got up here. We have a daughter who is at PLU, and actually, I don't know, she didn't tell us, it was another choir member that you, Jamie. This young man is the president of Choir of the West at Pacific Lutheran University.
He was. Jamie is now.
Oh, that's right. You've passed the baton. We have a very dear, almost member of the family, who was both Don's student and my private student, who is now at Central and...
PLU.
Not Central, I'm sorry. That's my university.
Home of the
Pacific
Wildcats.
Lutheran University. And we heard about this young man from her. Anyway, we were really excited to maybe find something that we could do and sing with him. We found something.
Listen to this marvelous tenor voice this young man has.
Oh, yeah, no pressure with that statement, no.
Yeah. Now we're really expecting something.
Till I shine far brighter than
It's always a treat to find a good tenor.
That's Steve Wolbrecht. Thank you, Steve.
Would you just come home with us?
Well, I think we'll do one more for you so you can get on with your evening here. This is a song, again, that that Don Corson and I wrote together. We use this very often as our sending hymn, and it's called Promise. And it's the promises that God lays out in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord and do his will. Delight yourself in him. And also Isaiah 64, I believe. Help me out. Help me out. I've drawn blanks on words all night here tonight. What's my problem? Anyway, you'll hear them. Trust in the Lord and do his will. Delight yourself in him. Commit your way unto the Lord, and he will grant your heart's desire. To the Lord we pray, to the Lord we sing, all glory, honor, and praise. For no eye has ever seen, for no ear has heard, for no mind has ever conceived what God has prepared for us here. To the Lord we pray, to the Lord we sing, all glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for coming tonight. It's been really a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Praise God.